Unmasking Hedge Fund Secrets, Part 2, The News and Options. Tom, as you know, I teach classes at our local university, and for years, I've been trying to convince my students that the markets are manipulated, that the news is manipulative, and that nothing in the stock market, from a fundamental point of view, is as it seems. When I start this conversation, inevitably, I get eye-rolling from my class members. Oh, here we go, Mr. Turner's putting on his tinfoil hat again, spreading his conspiracy theories. But it's not conspiracy theories, is it? You and I just finished watching the secret Jim Cramer files, and I think those files prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that these markets are always in play. Am I right?
Tom laughs right out loud. You're right, Len. There's no doubt about it. You heard Jim Cramer say it himself. He stated, right there on camera. He broke the number one cardinal rule of investment fund managers. You never say out loud what Jim Cramer just admitted in that video.
Okay, Tom, let's get back to the issue at hand. In our earlier conversation, we talked primarily about dark pools, iceberg orders, and block orders. Of course, we spent a lot of time discussing the accumulation and distribution model. You mentioned that each of these trading methods is legal. It's just how institutions must trade due to their size, right?
That's right. We never did anything illegal at any of the firms I worked for, and if we did, I'd never be as bold as Jim Cramer to actually admit it on camera.
In the video you and I just watched together, Cramer was talking about performing several methods of price manipulation. He mentioned telling lies on the news, creating a false sign of market bias through options trading, propping up stocks when they need them to rise, and pulling them down when they need them to fall. Now, I'm not going to ask if you and your firm were involved in this type of operation, but can you elaborate and give a bit of insight, if you have any, on these methodologies of market manipulation?
Tom sighs. Mr. Turner, as you can well imagine, I don't particularly like talking about the black hat side of trading from my personal experience point of view. I hope you understand. I'm no Jim Cramer.
I do, and I'm not asking you to tell us to reveal your personal experiences. I'm only asking for information in a way that might help our readers better understand how the market is constantly changing, possibly due to fund manipulation, and why.
Okay, let me discuss one area that Cramer mentioned. Did you hear him say that he would go to the options market and buy large numbers of options in the wrong direction, in an effort to build a narrative that the market was either bearish or bullish? I will say this is very common, a tactic used all the time with large fund managers, especially in markets with lower options volume. It's nothing for us to drop 1,000 or 2 calls or puts on the books. These giant orders pop off the screen like a big black eye. This strategy is done so often and is so prevalent that websites actually scan the markets, looking for these anomalies. We even have a bunch of useful idiots out there on YouTube and in the financial industry selling courses and teaching retail traders to look for and to trade these so-called opportunities to actually join in on these fake orders. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth, as you've now learned. In our last session, I told you not to fall for those big option anomalies. Retail traders are only seeing them because they want you to see them. Large institutions will never do that for real. They never want you to know what they're actually doing. As Cramer said, it's all a lie. The problem with retail traders, and institutions know this, is that they're easily manipulated, which is why the retail trader is such a built-in integral part of institutional strategies. You heard Cramer. He calls retail traders morons. This is the case because retail traders are generally not financially well-educated, so they always believe someone else knows better than they do, so they're very willing to listen to stock tips from someone else and act on them. So, as large hedge funds and institutions, all we have to do is get our point of view in front of the largest number of retail traders possible, and then play against that news.
I want to tell you a quick story. Back in the day, I was trading stocks with a buddy of mine. He called me on the phone and said he was going all in on a search engine company known as Excite. These guys were the Google of the time and quite popular. He said he heard the CEO get on TV and tell everyone that the stock was going to the moon and that everyone better jump on board before liftoff. That alone was enough to tell me not to only walk away, but to run. I ran away, not investing a penny. At the same time, my buddy took it in the shorts. Bad. losing a significant amount of his portfolio. The stock flushed and never looked back. I kept asking him if he was going to get out, and he kept saying, no, it will come back. Well, it never did. Excite filed for bankruptcy soon after, and my buddy lost everything he invested. It seems to me that this type of manipulation should be illegal.
It can be in certain cases. But what's not illegal is for a CEO to get on TV and pitch their company. That's their job as CEO. It's uno numero job one. His entire occupation is to look out for his investors and to pitch his company to new investors. As Kramer pointed out, it's all a big game to these guys. They push this kind of thing onto the unsuspecting retail traders, using them to their own ends. My advice? Don't be that guy. Learn the strategies the hedge funds use, then play off them. That's what I do.
Okay, how do retail traders learn these strategies?
Tom laughs. They read Pitt News Magazine and articles like this. They accept the fact that the world is not what it seems, that there's always a puppet master behind every trend and every trade, making the decision to drive the market higher, lower, or sideways.
Well, Tom, we've given our readers something good to chew on. How about we wrap it up here, and we can come back at another time and talk about some other tips and tricks the institutions use to get their way, shall we?
Sounds good.
As we wrap up this insightful session with Tom, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of our readers and listeners for joining us in this deep dive into the shadowy corners of institutional trading strategies. Tom's revelations have given us a rare glimpse into the mechanics behind the market's movements, strategies often hidden from the retail trader's view. It's been an enlightening, if not a bit clandestine, journey through the world of dark options, fake news events, and the strategic plays that define institutional trading. We're just scratching the surface of the vast knowledge and strategies employed by institutional traders. So, I'm excited to announce that Tom has graciously agreed to continue this conversation in the next issue of Pitt News Magazine. We'll delve even deeper into the strategies that shape our markets, including front-running, quote stuffing, the intricacies of spoofing, layering, and wash trading, among others. Stay tuned and watch your inbox for our next issue, where we continue our exploration with Tom. It's crucial for us as traders to understand these dynamics, not just to protect our investments, but to find new opportunities in the ever-changing market landscape. Again, thank you for your time, your trust, and your commitment to learning. Here's to making more informed trading decisions and to your continued success in the markets. Remember, knowledge is power, especially in the world of trading. Until next time, keep analyzing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep trading smart. Thank you, and goodbye for now.